Wake Up Tri-Counties live from our Yem Auto Group studios. I'm Sean Kernan, joined live in the studios with our friends from Goodfellas. We got Amron Buchanan and Ken Knowles. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Doing good. Let's talk about Goodfellas.
Well, Goodfellas, you know, today is one of those special days. As we approach Christmas, we had Black Friday, and we had Small Merchant Saturday, and we had Cyber Monday. Well, today is also Giving Tuesday, which I found out. So this all coordinates real well. So that's the first thing I want to talk about. We've done it in the past with you, but we are continually wanting people to donate to Goodfellas. That's the only way we can operate. And so if anyone wants to send a check to Goodfellas to help us do what we're going to talk about here in a couple minutes, Post Office Box 5. And the one thing that modern technology and so on is giving us problems with, we have individuals who have given to us and have become really a part of our family, but then they move. And there, today it's very difficult to find the new address. So I'm going to just say to individuals listening, if by chance you have been giving to Goodfellas and you feel that's a good place to put some of your donated money, and you haven't been hearing from us, it might be because you've changed your address. And if you want to keep giving to us and want to keep helping us out, just put a check in the mail to Post Office Box 5. We'll get you back on the list, because there's just some individuals that you know want to help, but we don't have a new address for them, and it's one of those things that we're trying to catch up with. But anyway, donations are coming in, and we really appreciate all the help that people are giving us locally. So that's the first thing.
Well, second thing, as far as I'm concerned, is who we're going to try to help this year and how we're going to do it. You know, we expect there'll be some around 800, 850 to 900 families that are going to get help from us, and which means we're going to actually deliver a basket of food to them. We're going to take a bunch of food out to them and deliver it right to their door. And, you know, that's going to happen on the 21st of December. This has to happen with the help of a lot of people to make this happen. It takes about 150 to 200 people to actually make this all happen that date. And thankfully, the Kewaunee High School has helped us in the past. They are our main sponsor. They supply most of these help in the past, and hopefully again this year, Wethersfield High School will supply some students. They'll come over and help us out. The Builders Club at Central is also helps deliver baskets. The K Kids at Central actually help us put the baskets together. So we've got a lot of help. We have drivers. Kiwanis Club supplies some drivers, and there's a number of other drivers that just decide they want to be able to help us out, and they come out and help us out. So you know, it's a big project for us. And what we really want to talk about today, I think, is the sign up. And Amron, you want to take the sign up?
Okay, yeah. Individuals, Goodfellas delivers to people who have been nominated, or else some individuals will call on their own behalf. But if you will call Kewaunee High School, you can let them know if someone needs a basket. We'll just say it that way. However you do it, we don't care. So the number, and again, we'll repeat this later, 309-853-3328 at Kewaunee High School. And you'll talk to someone there and tell them why you're calling, and they're gonna ask you about a name. We need a name, an address. We need an address, and we need how many people are in the family. That gives us an idea of how large to make the basket. So we tailor make them for sizes. So that's what needs to happen, and we need to have that happen by when, Ken?
We're looking at a cutoff date to guarantee yourself a basket, or guarantee a basket delivered to somebody. December 16th is our cutoff date, which means if we have their name and address at that point in time, we will deliver a basket to them on the 21st, 5 days later.
Okay, so that's the next part, is that we're going to deliver on the 21st. And we're going to start delivery at 9 o'clock, but when we got 800-900 baskets in front of us, that doesn't mean they're all going to go out at 9 o'clock. We will go till we're done. In the past years, we might have to we're a little rusty here. We didn't do this last year because of COVID, but in the past years, we've started at 9 o'clock, and by noon, they've all been out. So we get them all out by noon. So this all depends on how much help we have, how many drivers we have, and so on. So those are the three biggies today. Is number one, we'll accept, obviously, all of your donations. We appreciate all the help there, and it'll be a report on that later. And the second thing is to get signed up by December 16th, and that we're going to deliver baskets on December 21st, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. So that's the big picture.
I got one little thing else I want to put in, and that's how grateful I am for Goodfellows, and how grateful Goodfellows is to the community and the amount of support we get. Our estimated food cost this year is $30,000. That's what we estimate. If the numbers come in about the same, and with the cost of hams going up a couple dollars a pound, or a couple dollars a ham and different things, we expect to have about $30,000 of we're going to write a check for. And you know, we don't get any money from any government organizations. We do have a couple of businesses that help us a little bit, but primarily 98% of all that money is raised by citizens of Kewaunee that send us cash, that say, hey, we want to help. We want to make sure there is nobody hungry in Kewaunee at Christmas time. And that's the goal of Goodfellows.
And we are strictly local. There are no, if there's another Goodfellows someplace, we don't know anything about it. We have nothing to do with it. Our money comes in from donations. The money will go to putting food in baskets that are delivered in the Kewaunee. City of Kewaunee. So it's strictly a local thing. No one gets paid anything. We're all volunteers. It's what it's all about. It's just helping a few people out at Christmas time that may need a little help.
How many years is this now?
Goodfellows began in 1960.
Wow.
I wasn't a part of it then. It was not many years after that that I became a part of it, but a man by the name of Jim Whisker founded it. And at the time, well, I found old records even that before he put it together himself, he was actually a guard at the Walworth way back then, and the Walworth company had him in charge of collecting canned goods and things. They had some kind of a little within the factory helper. I don't know exactly what it was all about, but they was even called Goodfellows. And he just felt there were people in the community that needed help. At that time, now this, I'm talking 1960, he involved World War I veterans to help him. He got, I think at that time, maybe the American Legion or VFW or somebody to kind of sponsor. He had Boy Scouts out on the street corners with tags, and he'd get people to deliver stuff, and he'd find a, he started out in his garage, and then he got a storefront in town. It would be empty, and he came out to see me as a teacher with a problem with his daughter in my classes as far as her grades. And we just entered our canned goods drive that time, way back then with Key Club, had nothing really, don't know what we're going to do with all these canned goods. And Jim Whisker walked in and he says, what are you going to do with all those canned goods? And I said, I don't know for sure. Well, we ran a deal. He let us deliver some of his baskets. We gave him all the canned goods. Here we are. The rest is history.
Do you have an origin for the name Goodfellows?
Have.
An origin for the name Goodfellows, where it came from?
No, no idea. No idea. I guess they were good fellows.
Yeah,
I don't. I have never really brought this up, but I guess somewhere, somehow, I saw one. Oh, there's even a movie made around Goodfellows, which was a gang type orientation. You know, shouldn't have brought that up. But anyway, I don't know where that came from. But anyway, we're just, as I said, we're local.
Yeah.
We're 501c3 for those who deduct on their income tax. They can do that with our donations. That's Goodfellows in a nutshell. We really appreciate being able to talk about this. And every year, of course, we let people know about the dates again. Remember, got to be in, got to have your name in to Kewaunee High School at 309-853-3328. Got to have that in by the 16th. All we need is a name, an address, and the size of the family. And we're going to bring you a basket on the 21st of December.
And if you want to give us some money, P.O. Box 5, Kewaunee, Illinois.
That's right. The donations all go to P.O. Box 5. Easy as that. Goodfellows, P.O. Box 5. Done deal. What do you think of that?
Very good.
All a well-oiled machine, Sean, you know. Well, you know, this thing just doesn't happen. We got a four-day preparation. You know, we go out on the 21st. We back that up 4 days. There's a weekend in there, so those 2 days are out. So we're going to start on Thursday. Oh, I don't know what the date is. It must be about the 16th. Start on Thursday the 16th, and we'll have the gym, the new gym over at Central School. filled up with boxes. It'll look like a trash area, and these kids will come in, we'll show them what to do, and within 3 hours we'll have 800 boxes all lined up, 900 boxes depending what we need in that gym, all organized by sizes. And then on Friday they're going to come back, and these kids do this after school and they work until they're done. And I say kids, you know, they're high school students. I guess, I don't know what the correct political term is today for our young people, but boy, they really do a great job. And on Friday, then we're going to go in there and we're going to put in there anything that will not spoil. Dry goods, canned goods, all those kind of things. Over the weekend, come back on Monday, and on Monday we put in things like bananas, apples, oranges. We bring all the stuff in that can last overnight without any big deal. Tuesday morning, it's really crazy. At 7 o'clock, Ken starts bringing in from Save-A-Lot. He starts bringing in the milk, eggs, ma'am, and so forth. And in 2 hours, we got to have all those baskets covered with ham, milk, eggs, bread. I forgot what else, but all the perishables. That's a real rush in 2 hours. At 9 o'clock, the drivers start coming. Ken starts handing Christmas cards out to the kids. The Christmas cards have a number on them. The number tells them what basket to take. They load them into cars, they get in with the driver, and away they go. When they get those delivered, they come back and they do it all over again. So that's a quick week. It really moves, and after last day, it really moves fast, but we've got it all set up that it works real well.
I do have one comment. I've got a daughter that was involved with this way back when, and she has stayed involved. She lives in Chicago, but she actually brings her family home early enough to help with Goodfellas. And just a couple years ago, her oldest son, who was at that time probably a sophomore in high school, was helping deliver baskets. And you wonder how important this is. He says, "Grandpa, I went into this girl's house," and she says, "Oh, I'm so glad I don't have any food." And he says, "Grandpa, I opened up a refrigerator, and she had absolutely no food in her house, and she was really, really happy she got it." So, you know, I don't think we have a lot of people starving in Kewaunee, but there's a lot of people who can use a little extra help, and that's what we're trying to do, is just make a little difference. Again, at Goodfellas, at Christmas time, nobody should be hungry in Kewaunee. That's our motto. So
excellent.
It's the whole thing we do. That's what it's all about. Yep. So done it for a lot of years, and it works real well. I think we get a lot of neat thank you letters back. When they come back, you can just tell that individual, they really appreciate it. You know, it. And how many, let's see, any quick figures? Ken, I've caught you off guard here, but as far as number one, just one person in a family, you know.
What's in them?
Yeah, how many did we give the last
527 of what we have, basically baskets in three sizes, small, families, mediums, and large. And last year we had 527 families in the small. That's a one or a two. So those are by and large elderly people.
Yeah, that's where I was going with this. You know, 2 years. Yeah. These are figures from 2 years ago. We didn't deliver last year, but from 2 years ago, it's amazing. We don't really think about the elderly, and also those who we have individuals who will call and say, "Now, hopefully you can take a basket to so and so." When you do, those say to us, and you knock at the door, give them some time, because they're going to probably come to the door in their wheelchair.
Yeah.
So there are so many things. We tend to judge, I do at least, I'll be guilty of this, I tend to judge the whole world by my life. And there are a lot of lives out there that are altogether different than yours or mine. And by gosh, it's really nice to help them out a little bit at Christmas time. That's one of the bright spots of their life, you know. Mm. So that's what's happening there.
All right, gentlemen. Well, anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
No, I think we've probably covered it all.
Donations to Post Office Box 5. You've got to get your nominations into Kewaunee High School by December 16th, and we're going to bring you a basket on December 21st, sometime after 9 o'clock in the morning.
All right. Well, Amber Buchanan, Ken Knowles, thank you so much.
Thanks, Sean.
Hey, we appreciate it. Happy holidays, everybody.